Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Roquelon, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roquelon joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots, get back in there at once and sell.
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roquelon on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Bulls make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
Well, and now you'll get a chance to figure out where exactly you fit in on that mix. Because yesterday on this show, we had Charles Roquelon on talking about the buys of the week that worked and then one that didn't. And today we're going to do the same thing. We're going to look at some sells of the week that worked and then maybe some ones where you wish perhaps you hadn't sold. So that's what we're going to do with Charles. Now, remember, Charles Roquelon is editor of AAII Journal. It's AAII.com. He's also the author of Better Good Than Lucky, and he is on Twitter at Charles Roquelon. Charles, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's start out with the big winners, which is a way of saying the big losers when we're talking about the sell of the week. What sells of the week worked out best for you this year?
JCPenney and Lululemon.
So we'll start with JCPenney. It's JCP. That was a spring pick for you, and it really was not a good stock the rest of the year.
It wasn't. It was trading about $15.54 when we talked about it. On Monday, it was trading for about $8.80, so a 43% decline. The problem with this company back then is we were talking about the possibility that this company could go bankrupt. They have made some progress trying to shore themselves up. They sold about 84 million shares last year, approximately in the third quarter. Their cash balance has actually improved from $930 million to $123 billion, but they've also raised debt. Their comp store sales grew about 10.1% over the holiday period. So the fear of bankruptcy may not be as present as it was when we talked about it, but I still think there's significant risk involving this company, and I still think there is a real danger this company could end up being bankrupt. So I think a lot of the reasons I talked about, they may not be as severe, but I don't think they've gone away either.
Yeah, I mean, you were fairly confident that this was a stock that could get all the way to zero. It got more than 40% of the way there. Nothing has changed to make you say, yeah, I think that years from now we're going to be looking at JCPenney going, wow, what a great retailer. Now, that's a lot different from Lululemon Athletica.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we featured this twice in January and March, and I was admittedly probably a bit early, particularly in January, in calling for it. But the stock actually was down from both of those prices, down about 12% and 8%, which doesn't sound like a huge drop until you consider, okay, from January, the stock was down 12%. The S&P 500 was up about 30%, so your opportunity cost was well in excess of 40%. Originally, I cited it as a sell because its valuation was high and it had an earnings miss. Then I brought up the second time because it had product quality issues. Its pants were too sheer. Since then, we've had the chairman actually come out and make some controversial statements about heavier women. He stepped down, angered a lot of full-figured women by basically saying the pants problem had a lot to do with their weight, not something you want to say when you're selling women's clothing. And they do have a new CEO, but they've also warned that fourth quarter earnings will be below expectations. And the stock's valuation is still high at 30. So even though the stock has lagged, there's still reasons to be concerned about the stock and be worried that it's going to come back anytime soon.
That was Lululemon, ticker symbol LULU.
Loser, loser, loser!
Well, Lulu, loser, I think is how you'd have to put it together. Now, those are two sells of the week that worked for you. What wasn't so good for you?
Netflix. And to say I got it wrong would probably be an understatement. featured the stock at the end of January. Since then, the stock's been up about 120%. And I said the stock had a had about 50% downside. The stock was extremely overvalued then. It continues to be extremely overvalued now. The PE back then was 175. It's now 305. The PEG ratio was 10.2. It's now 9.2. And this is a case where you could be right as far as every component as to why you're investing and still end up being wrong just because the calls you're making, just because the investments you're making based on historical record suggests you're right, doesn't always mean it's going to play out. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're wrong, particularly when you get a stock like this where you just have sentiment going overboard too much. It can people can stay irrational for far longer than most of us can stay solvent. So it's very important to realize you need to stick with your discipline, particularly when your discipline is based on what's worked historically. But realize if you're going to stick with that discipline, it does mean from time to time you're going to be wrong, and you could be wrong in a very large number when it comes to gains you miss out on or sometimes potential losses you incur.
I was going to say, as long as you miss out on the losses, you don't mind. It's the gains that's the problem. And as I told you when you said you were doing Netflix back at the end of January of last year, I had made it the stupid investment of the week at one point, and it became known as one of my worst picks ever because it sort of was able to defy gravity. And that was what many folks wound up using to rip on me, you know, by saying things like this.
You are one pathetic loser.
So they have that one against you, Netflix, but you can also point to many others, not just limited to the two we covered here, JCPenney, JCP, and Lululemon Athletica, LULU. And we expect many more sells of the week that are worth looking at when we do this with you later on in the year. Charles, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great.
Charles Roquelot is editor of AAII Journal. Follow him on Twitter at Charles Roquelot, and check out AAII at AAII.com. Up next, it's the big interview when the January the 8th edition of Money Life continues. We'll be right back.